Sir Acts, chapter 35. He who keeps the law multiplies offerings. And he who gives heed to the commandments sacrifices a peace offering. He who renders kindness offers fine flour. And he who gives alms sacrifices a thanksgiving offering. A pleasing thing to the Lord it is to depart from wickedness. And a propitiation it is to turn away from unrighteousness. Do not appear in the presence of the Lord empty. For all these things are due because of the commandment. The offering of a righteous man makes the altar fat. And the sweet savor therefore is before the Most High, the sacrifice of a righteous man is acceptable. And the memorial of it will not be forgotten. With a good eye glorify the Lord. And do not hold back the offerings of your hands. In all your works let your countenance beam. And with gladness sanctify your tithe. Give to God according to his gift to you. With a good eye and according as your hand has prospered. For he is a God of recompense. And sevenfold he will recompense you. Do not bribe him, for he will not accept gifts. And do not trust in a sacrifice of extortion. For he is a God of justice. And with him there is no partiality. He will not respect the person of the poor. But hearkens to the supplications of the distressed. He does not ignore the cry of the orphan. Nor the widow when she pours out her complaint. Does not the tear run down upon the cheek? And is there not a sigh against him who causes it to run down? Such a sigh is a bitterness accepted of God. And such a cry reaches to the clouds. The cry of the poor passes through the clouds. And until it reaches God it does not rest. It will not cease until God visits. And the righteous judge executes judgment. Yes, the Lord will not tarry. And the mighty one will not refrain himself. Until he smites the loins of the merciless. And repays vengeance on the arrogant. Until he takes away the scepter of pride. And wholly destroys the staff of wickedness. Until he renders to a man according to his deed. And recompenses him according to his thought. Until he pleads the cause of his people. And makes them glad with his salvation. Mercy is fitting in the time of their affliction. As rain in the time of drought.